Welcome to Miracles and Wellness Podcast. I'm Clarissa Booker, your holistic health coach and beauty expert. I know how stress can derail your well-being as an entrepreneur. I'll be sharing simple strategies to reduce stress, ditch stress eating, and replace other habits while energizing your day by incorporating more plants onto your plate. With small shifts that can boost your health, happiness, and productivity. Whether you're seeking guidance with weight loss, stress release, or just a moment to recharge, I invite you to join me. Let's optimize your wellness path. So be open to receive because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Let's go. Hey there, friend. How are you feeling today? Hope you're having an absolutely amazing day. So today we're going to get into a little bit and just talk about how stress affects our decision-making ability and when we're trying to make some choices. Because when we are under pressure, our brain can take shortcuts leading to snap decisions, and it might not serve our best interests, all right? And then it can prompt brain fog, poor dietary choices, lack of exercise, neglecting self-care practices, all of the things we want to promote, all the things that we want to bring into our lifestyle, bring into our daily routine. This can kind of do the opposite, right? Because when we're stressed, our body can go into fight or flight, freeze, and release hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. And this is ideally to keep us safe, preparing us to face danger, escape, or hide, or do whatever we need to do to feel safe. But this also can happen when we're not experiencing these. Sometimes it can happen just on regular day-to-day activities. Now, you may react to the perceived threat in different ways. So let's say you're writing and your fight response is when you do decide you just want to confront the threat head on. And so this can manifest as pushing through the stress, continuing to write despite the difficulties. You may feel a challenge with it, but you want to complete your goal of completing it. In the end, you're going to feel absolutely amazing that you accomplished this goal, this amazing goal that you set for yourself. Whereas flight means you just want to escape it altogether. You're like, I'm out of here. You're overwhelmed. You're super stressed. And you might just want to avoid the task, right? Just, I'm not sitting at my computer right now. You just find things to magically procrastinate. I know I've done this at one point. I think we all have. All of a sudden, there's all these distractions. And then that even can lead to you freezing, right? You're just staring at the computer or you're staring at your blank sheet of paper. You're just like, what's happening? And you just had like this mental block. Have you ever just like felt like that? You're just like, man, nothing's coming up right now. I feel stuck. Yeah, I know I felt like that before. And so stress can trigger these responses, even though you might not actually be in real danger. I mean, just thinking about a presentation or a public speaking, sometimes that can feel really scary and your body's alarm system might be going off, right? You can see a lot. It can be very intense, but you got to feel the fear and do it anyway, you know? Because at the end of the day, once you finish your speech or giving your message, it's going to be absolutely amazing, especially if it's what you're called to do. So short-term stress, as we talked about before, it can come and go quickly, but if it's more long-term and it's more chronic, like you're worrying about a deadline all the time, it can make your body system's alarm go off way too much, right? And this can lead to trouble sleeping. Have you ever been so stressed that you have insomnia, headaches, or it starts affecting you and you might start feeling kind of sad or angry? You just notice these changes in your behaviors or your mannerisms and different things like that. There is also a study in the American Psychological Association that shows that prolonged stress can impair brain function related to decision making. Think about that. The impact of stress on our decision making can undermine the quality of our decisions, our choices, which is going to be detrimental to us and the success of our business, because we need to be able to think in a way where we can make decisions and look at the whole picture. And if we have brain fog, it's going to be harder to do. Even if you're delegating to other people, you have a leadership team, all of the things. At the end of the day, you and your vision, you have to be able to make decisions and choices, right? Because something might come back to you, and if we're like super stressed out, it's just harder for us to do. And especially think about if you're stressed and you don't have any sleep, You might be snappy, right? Just like when we're hangry, all the things. Have you ever made decisions based on your emotions and just thinking short term rather than having a more careful overview? You may make riskier choices, which can result in being impulsive, rushing through without actually taking the time to edit thoroughly, doing the things that you would normally do. But because you're really stressed, you're just pushing through and just like, you're not thinking as much about it. So when you find this happening, maybe it's time to pause for a minute, right? Take regular breaks, taking shorter breaks throughout the workday to prevent burnout, because it could creep up on you. And one day you just be like, wait, I can't do this right now. I just need to get away. So give yourself little breaks. Maybe work for 25 minutes, take a short break. And then if you're giving yourself a 25-minute block, just stay focused at that point. Take a break, then get right back in it. Go for a walk, move your body, jump around, do whatever you need to do, right? Get your blood circulating, get it circulating. Are you starting your day with meditation? Is mindfulness in your day? Are you meditating and visualizing in the morning, right? For just a few minutes to decrease your anxiety levels, enabling you to approach things differently. You even can do visualization and seeing what it is that you want to accomplish, right? Bringing it closer to you into your dynamic. Just integrating these mindfulness exercises, or just like we talked about earlier, sleep. How is your sleep hygiene, right? Sometimes sleep gets put on the back burner, but it's definitely necessary. You always can feel a difference in how you operate. If my sleep is affected, I definitely can tell a difference in how I perform, how I feel, right? I mean, you just can. Your focus whenever your sleep is off, right? Sleep is super important. So where are you on this? How is your stress or your anxiety affecting your choices and when you're making your decisions? Do you need to make any adjustments? Just sit down and think about that, right? You can even go into a meditation. Ask God to reveal to you anything that you might not notice that needs to come forward. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling a little cloudy, contact us, right? And let us help you. Let us guide you along the way, because we're definitely here for you, because you're not alone. You can also download this mindful planner and worksheet by going to Mindful Worksheets, and that will go right to you. And also don't forget to subscribe. Until next time.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast, Leave a 5-star review.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and are feeling empowered in your journey towards a thriving well-being. Also, share this episode to someone you know this will bless, as that's how we spread the message. And don't forget just to take 30 seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts by scrolling down the show page and clicking write a review, because it also helps us grow. I appreciate you taking the time to show us support.